Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicle's Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Boy, this is going to be an interesting night out here tonight. We join Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, how are you?
Good, Marty. How are you?
Yeah, I'm just watching the play sort of unfold a little bit, and you know, batting practice, and the stands are not open yet. But in about 4 hours from now, what time is it? 3:30? About 3 hours from now, it's going to be pretty interesting to see what's going on here.
Yeah, it was a great atmosphere out there last night with some 46,000 people, and now you've got the 89 team reunion. You know, Sandy Alderson's back in town. Both teams are fighting for the pennant, and you know, for me, I can't remember a Babe Ridge series, you know, regular season thing feeling quite this compelling. There's been, you know, relevant matchups and all that, but I don't know, there's something about this one that kind of sets it apart.
Yeah, and there's a good, well, the pitching matchups, of course, you had the kid last night, Derek Rodriguez, going against Edwin Jackson, and that turned out to be the pitcher's duel that we thought it would be, and you think it's going to be a pitcher's duel tonight with Bumgarner in a game. As Bochy challenged these guys, you know, you got to go out there and start grinding now. I'm not going to wait till the end of August to tell you. As you got him tonight, you know, his mindset, and you go against Cahill, who's the worm eater. You know, this guy throws the ball, you know, in the dirt all the time, and you got, you know, he's got to bring it up. So it's a good matchup.
Yeah, I don't think Cahill's ever thrown a pitch that didn't move. He's almost incapable of throwing something straight, which is a great quality. It's not always the magic wand for him, but you know, it was interesting that Bochy did that. And of course, it's nice if you win that game after you get talked to by the manager. That always helps. And you know, I you know, to me, Bumgarner's got the edge in the matchup tonight. But you never really know what's going to happen. And I just it's going to be real interesting. You know, Bumgarner, I think he needs to kind of kick it up a little extra notch to that kind of vintage quality. He's shown a lot of flashes of that, but they need it to happen consistently the rest of the way.
Well, and the other thing is Bumgarner gives up home runs, and he gives up home runs to right-handers, and that is something that he's got to deal with, which he's done last year, and he does it again this year. He's given up 5 home runs all to right-handers. And this is a ball club of the A's. They swing for the fences, so he's got to deal with that. But it really becomes a game of bullpens, and I want to bring up Maranta to you because, Bruce, this guy last Friday night saved Bumgarner in the 7th inning. Last night for Rodriguez, as soon as the tying run came to the plate, here he comes in the 7th inning. He's a rookie, and he's got 46 appearances already, and the guy is like ice.
Yeah, I think he's 38 years old, but he's a rookie.
Isn't that funny?
He's been around he signed an awful long time ago. He signed before the Giants won their first titles. He's been around a long time. But however long he's been around, however old he is, he's throwing smoke right now, and he's got a great breaking pitch. And you know, it's great to, you don't want to use him every night. Give him a day or two off, and he comes back strong. And you know, what a weapon! That's something the Giants, I think they're going to be leaning on him.
He looks like Fernando, right? Because whenever you saw Fernando Valenzuela, you thought he was 40. And he was 19, which I still can't believe that he was ever.
I don't think he was ever 19, but we'll go with that, yeah.
Yeah, but that's Maranta's got that look to him. And, you know, it's interesting. And the other thing is, you know, remember when they used to give a pitcher of the year and a rookie hitter of the year? They used to do both. And, you know, Rodriguez and Suarez are as good as anybody, you know, rookies in the league, really.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, the one guy you have to watch there is Juan Soto of Washington. They're having a lot of problems, but he's not one of them. He homered again last night. He and Acuna both homered, the two of the great young kids in the game. I think, but outside of him and, you know, Acuna and Albies are having good, exciting years, but, you know, the numbers don't really jump out at you. And Derek Rodriguez's numbers definitely do, as does Suarez. So, they're right in there. And who could have predicted that? I think everybody saw Acuna coming. And Soto, I figured, a lot of people figured he'd be up next year. He's never going back down. But these two Giants guys, came out of nowhere. But not only that, they look like they've been around for a couple, 3 years.
Yeah, nothing bothers them. It's a big part of it. Bruce Jenkins, of course, so we love to talk this baseball each weekend. The other thing about the Giants, I was thinking about this last night, and they've really turned over the roster quite a bit. You got 5 or 6 new people who are contributing. And that you didn't have last year. And you can go through the rookies and Hanson and, you know, the different people. But it still comes down, Bruce, it still comes down to the guys who get the big checks and make the money. They're the ones that are, you know, you could get an extra reliever or you could pick up another outfielder or you could do everything you want. But if the 2 through 6 don't hit, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, to me, the key guys are going to be Longoria and McCutcheon because you know what you're going to get from Crawford. You know, Posey's, he got the cortisone shot. That's going to help him. He's going to be right there. Belt's going to do his thing. And you kind of, you know, Bumgarner. But Longoria and McCutcheon are two guys who are just top-of-the-line stars in the game. They're on a little bit on this downslide now, but they still got a lot left. And if they have a good stretch drive in them, then the Giants have a good reason to think that they can pull this thing off.
Well, a couple of them have to get hot at one time. I mean, Crawford was hot. Posey had his moments. McCutcheon had June. Longoria was starting to hit the ball hard before he got hurt. But they've never put it together at the same time. And I think that's the challenge for him, is to put it together at the same time. McCutcheon's interesting. Last night, 8 balls to right field. And every time you looked up, he was sliding. He was doing something. It reminded me of the Little League, where you put the kid in right field. You said, all right, we'll put him out there. Let's hope not too many get hit there. And then all of a sudden, the game is on the line. There's a fly ball to right, and somehow the kid catches it, you know?
Yeah.
And I swear, it reminded me of that with McCutcheon, because his defense in right field is okay. But there were a lot of balls hit to him last night. He was diving and sliding all over the place, and he made them all.
Yeah, it didn't remind you of Dwight Evans or Clemente, but no. Maybe a little Clemente, but with the sliding. But yeah, well, two of those sliding catches ended innings.
Yes,
they didn't look very pretty, but he did haul them in, and it saved Rodriguez a couple of potential crises there. Yeah, he's a bit of an adventure out there, which is a little surprising to me, as well as he played center field over the years. But, you know, it's an adjustment out there. The ball, you know, you have different routes and different spins to deal with. But I don't think he's going to be a liability out there.
Well, 56,000 coming here tonight. How about that?
Wow, yeah. I mean, yesterday they were predicting a sellout very confidently. And in the third inning, it looked like it was about 30,000. But all of a sudden, you look up later on, and it was pretty well packed. I mean, it's a little extreme for me, Marty. I mean, early in the year, they came off a great road trip, and they got like 7,000. So it felt like nobody at the Coliseum. Yeah. And you sell out for the Giants, look, that's fine. But, I mean, there's too much imbalance there. I mean, these guys should be drawing many more fans for the routine games. Certainly not 50,000, but not 7,000 either. But you know, the bottom line is, it's great to see the place packed, as it's so rare.
Yeah, it's great. Rob Manfred wants to go to 32 teams, and if he gets his way, maybe there'll be a realignment. And you know, he would love to get rid of the National League, the American League, have the DH for everybody, and you know, that I'm sure that's on his agenda. But if you did realign and you did have the Giants and A's in the same division, maybe with the Seattle and the Dodgers and San Diego, you could recreate the old Pacific Coast League, and those teams battled forever.
Yeah, they did. They'd have, as you reminded me a couple weeks ago, they'd have Monday off, but Tuesday through Saturday they'd play each other, and then Sunday they'd play two.
Yeah.
You'd spend a whole week playing the same team. Boy, I'm sure some rivalries really heated up there about game 4 or 5. I mean, all kinds of stuff going on out there. But, yeah, you know, realignment wouldn't bother me. I mean, so many things happen in baseball, and you can't, you know, be an old-line traditionalist, you know, hammering away at everything. The game is still great, and, realignment wouldn't bother me. It could be very interesting.
I think it would be great. I like when these teams play each other. I do.
I
just think there's an intensity. And maybe if they played 18 times a year, but if they were fighting for a division or fighting against Seattle or San Diego or the Dodgers, I think it could, and get them a new stadium, you know,
yeah,
make that happen. And then I think you have a very, look, there 56,000 people are going to show up here tonight. There are fans in the East Bay.
Oh, yeah, and they're great fans. Yeah. You know, they're beaten down by so many so much of what happened in the past. So many players lost, and it's a revolving door, and you'd go on and on about that. You know, the ownership, if there even is one. I don't even know if John Fisher really exists, but and they get worn down by all that. But you know, they're warming to the pennant race, and the Giants are in town, and yeah, boy, if they ever get that new stadium, then the Bay Bridge series will really be rocking, I think.
Yeah, John Fisher, there's a gap in ownership, I think.
Yeah, where is he?
You get it. He's the gap. That's the guy.
Yeah.
From the gap, that's where they made their money. The other thing, last night, you see Dallas Keuchel almost, at least he should have had a no-hitter at the end of seven. I don't know if, did you see the play, the line drive that they ruled a hit? I don't know if you saw it.
You know, I think I missed that. I know it wound up 9-8, but
Marwin Gonzalez.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is the Astros Angels game. Yeah.
And Keuchel had a no hitter, 6 2/3, and uh-huh. Upton hit a line drive to short, and Marwin Gonzalez is playing short for Houston, and he had a leap a couple of feet, and it wasn't an arm completely extended, but it was more like just above the bill of his cap, off the glove, and they called it a hit. And I always thought the first hit should be a clean hit, and they called it a hit, and that was the end of the no-hitter.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, you know, they say if the ball can be fielded with an ordinary effort and it's not fielded, that's an error. I'd have to look at it, but it sounds like it wasn't certainly a superhuman effort that he needed to have. That is not routine, but a play that he should make.
Yeah, I mean, in today's world. Now, mm-hmm. maybe if you took, our dear Sally Hemus or, you know, Cookie Rojas or someone like that, maybe, you know, in those days the play isn't made. But in today's game, that's a play you make. And that was my feeling about it.
Yeah. I've never been a scorer. We've never allowed our writers to be official scorer. And it'd be tough to write and score, although people have done it over the years. But I think if I did, I would be a little bit on the pitcher's side when the no-hitter is in progress. You can't make a ridiculous call, but maybe right. Shade it just a little bit if it's not a clean hit.
Yeah, Chuck Dibdahl always said you get paid $75. You get paid $1 to keep score and $74 for the aggravation.
Yeah, and the good ones, go down to the clubhouse afterward if there's an issue, and sometimes they'll get talked out of their call, and other times they'll defend it. Maybe the players will agree or not, but that's all part of that job.
You see Scherzer and Strasburg last night got into it in the dugout?
Yeah, that was really interesting. Strasburg is kind of a weird cat, and Scherzer's, just a real champ. I've got to believe that Strasburg started that in kind of a lame manner, and they decided that if they're going to keep talking, they should get out of the camera's view. I seriously doubt that they had an actual fight, but I think Strasburg can be a little exasperating to the Nationals at times, and Scherzer's he's kind of the king of the hill right now. I don't really know what happened, but I was kind of pulling for Scherzer if punches were thrown.
Well, it looked like, and Scherzer looked shocked that it even escalated to that, you know.
Yeah, I think he was just kind of patting him on the back or something, and Scherzer snapped, you know.
Yeah, and of course, with Washington now, you know, they're really struggling now, and it's incredible to me. Bruce, they could fall out of this thing, and it could be Philly and Atlanta. I mean, it could happen that way down the stretch.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me at all. The Nationals are a little bit of a drag right now. I mean, they've got a lot of talent, and you'd love to see Turner and Scherzer and Soto and Harper in the postseason, but they can't seem to get it together. They certainly can, but you know, once again, another team that Dusty Baker leaves can't keep up the standard that he set there. And, you know, the kind of thing that happened last night, you know, he's a guy that keeps the clubhouse together prevents a lot of that stuff. And I don't know. I don't know Martinez that well, but he looked a little beaten but down by it all. But, you know, to me, let's see Gabe Kapler and Ronald Acuna and Freddie Freeman. Why not?
Well, amazing. Amazing that, you know, when you come out of spring training, no one would have predicted that.
No, absolutely not.
If the Phillies get in, Phillies are a threat because they've got the starting pitching. They actually have it. So we'll see.
Yeah, and they hit a little bit, too.
Yeah. No, I think the Phillies are a threat. I really do. Mm-hmm. The going through some of the things in baseball, we're finally catching up after the All-Star break. And, you know, this is the time, these 6 weeks, things really happen right to the Labor Day to get in the stretch. But the Red Sox have a chance to go 70-30 if they can win today. How about that?
Wow, yeah. I tell you, when you watch them play, it's no surprise. And it's good to see Nunez in there, the ex-Giant, right in the middle of that. He's been a real good player on the Red Sox, kind of the complete opposite of what happened to Sandoval when he went there. But, top of the order, Betts, Benintendi, and Martinez is unbelievable. I mean, Bogarts he's right there in that argument in the best shortstops in the American League, and then the list is like eight guys deep, or it was when Machado was there. And they just, they pitch. Price had a good outing yesterday, didn't allow a run. They got Kimbrel closing. They could definitely do that, and the interesting part is they're only four up on the Yanks in the loss column.
Well, the Yankees, all of a sudden, they hung on today 7-6 over the Mets. Chapman had to be taken out in the ninth inning. He started walking the ballpark.
Huh.
And the Yankees need a pitcher. And look, they've got tremendous talent on the field, and they're going to get Gleyber Torres back next week. I just think it's interesting. Whenever the Yankees are in trouble, I like to see what's going to happen. Because
yeah.
When you can back them against the wall and you can make a deal with the Yankees, you can get them. Because they have one goal when they start, and that's to win the World Series. There's nothing else that the Yankees have ever had. So they need a pitcher. I wonder what they're going to do. I really do, because there's nobody out there. You look at the list, there's really no difference maker out there.
Well, yeah, Chris Archer, I don't think the Tampa wants to trade him. But if they do, he's a guy that on that club could really take off.
Okay.
Even if the Mets trade DeGrom, they're not going to trade him to the Yankees.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think. After that, it is a pretty good drop off, which is a little bit disappointing to the A's as they look around. They picked up Familia, which is a good pickup for their bullpen, but to try and get that starting pitcher, it's really tough. And if you want to get a guy like DeGrom, you got to give up the world to get him. So. Yeah, I don't know what the Yanks are going to do. I think they'd sure like to get Sonny Gray to get back on track and ease that tension a little bit.
Well, they got Severino against Sale, and then you tell me who's going to pitch the second game against Price.
Yeah, I know. I have no idea. Severino's tremendous, but they need some help. And somehow they'll get it because they're the Yanks, right?
Well, that's my point. They need it, when they need it, they go get it. They never say, well, I don't think we can do that. We can't part with that. And that's not the Yankee way.
No.
So this is going to be an interesting 10 days, I think, with that. One last thought for you, the Brewers. You talk about a team that's come apart at the seams. They had the Josh Hader tweet incident, that, of course, but he wasn't pitching that great beforehand. But they've lost like seven in a row. And now they got the Dodgers. They got Kershaw and Chase Anderson tonight.
Yeah, and Machado's in the lineup now in time to face the Brewers. That guy Aguilar is a monster. He homered again last night. He's incredible, and I love Yelich. Kane leading off and Shaw. I don't think they're going to completely disappear, but the Hader thing was really tough. Who knows what the kid really feels now, what he felt then. But the team is in the race, and I'm not sure that they were really compassionate as they all gathered around him, as he explained himself, or they just felt like, we're a winning team. We can't have this happen, But in any case, it's disturbing. It's especially disturbing for him because he knows that he's being viewed differently every time he takes the mound. And that certainly isn't going to help him get back on track. I mean, that kid throws – his stuff is crazy. It's insane. But, that's going to be a big story. And I think they're going to hit, but the pitching, I'm not sure that holds up.
That's the deal. They need a pitcher, too.
Yeah.
But we'll see him. These two here – two in Seattle and four with Milwaukee. We've got good baseball coming up over the next 10 days.
Yeah, really, really interesting. The Seattle will be especially so because, the A's are involved there. And, you got Ryan Healy. And at some point, Cano's going to come back around the middle of August.
Right.
And that seems like the trades, in quotes, that they make. All of a sudden, they get a 300 hitter out of nowhere. That'll be really, really interesting because they're in it. It's just there's so many teams are in it, Marty. This is the anti-NBA.
I love it. I think it's just great. I love the story. And now the games become games where you remember the games. And mm-hmm. Bochy challenged his team yesterday to come out and start playing now. That's where we are. So I'm glad we set the stage for tonight. It'll be a lot of fun. And we'll see you tomorrow. You'll be out here tomorrow, right?
I will be visiting you in the press box.
Yes, I will. All right. Very good.
To be continued. Okay, Marty, thanks a million.
Right. Have a great afternoon. That is Bruce Jenkins. All right, more coming up on the Sports Leader.